Hello, this is WJOY's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning, and on the phone today, I'm delighted for the return conversation with Mr. Bill Hyde, who's the executive producer of Heirloom Audio, all the way from Thompson, Illinois. Welcome.
Beautiful, sunny Thompson, Illinois, Howard. Where the here's the thing there, where the fish are always biting, but no one will ever tell you where they're biting.
That's exactly right.
Right on the Mississippi River.
Some of our listeners, where is Thompson, Illinois? We are down near St. Louis. Well, we're about an hour from St. Louis here in Ramsey, so where are you?
All right. We send all of our water to you. We're right on the river.
We appreciate that.
Sometimes it's not so good. But we live right above the Quad Cities. It's probably about an hour north of the Quad Cities. And again, right on the river, little town of 500 people.
Now, when you and I last chatted last year, you had just finished The Dragon and the Raven. And you guys have been busy, because up there in Heirloom Audio, what you do is you produce audio adventures. So what is an audio adventure?
Well, thank you. An audio adventure, what we like to call an audio adventure is because we like to make the distinction between a book on tape. So I personally listen to books on tape if I'm mowing the yard or this or that. And I'm an audio and radio guy from way back, and that means probably even back to the time with the Shadow and the Lone Ranger,
sure.
My dad and I listened to when I was very, very little. And now you can get that stuff again, so it's kind of fun. But what we did was take that type of writing that you'll find in the Shadow and you'll find in the Lone Ranger, which had to be really kind of keep you on your seats type of writing in order for you to wait for the next episode. And then what we've done is we've created really modern sound effects and, you know, sort of three-dimensionalized sound and all the things that go into the technology that's changed in the meantime, and trying to keep the story still fast-paced and, of course, plot-rich and moving quickly and designed really for families and for kids, but to try to bring history to life and to bring events in history to life that we think are particularly notable.
So why are you so passionate about bringing history back to life or even putting God back into history?
Well, that's a big one, too, and almost enough for several shows. But nutshelling, I don't think you have to go too far to really look around to see that we've kind of lost our way. It's just the headlines speak for themselves. And I think that to the extent that you put God aside, you kind of open yourself up to all kinds of things that whose symptoms of which we experience today in the news every day. And I also like to liken, I like to think of it, Howard, like if an individual, the history is important and remembering is important, and if an individual has lost their memory, if an individual can't remember where they're from and really don't know who they are anymore, we consider that to be almost a disease, and if it was grandma, she might be a candidate for Alzheimer's tests or something, right? And may end up in a nursing home.
Yeah.
And so we have a lot of people in nursing homes who have forgotten personal information, and we all kind of know what that looks like because we've had people in our lives or in friends or families like that fit that category. What I'm saying is, what happens when an entire nation forgets its way, forgets its roots, becomes rootless, doesn't really know? You know, we're in March Madness, right? Who brought it to the dance? Mm-hmm. We don't know how we got here. And I think we get here through God's providential grace. And there's been some great events in history that's brought us here. And a lot of those events have been, you know, taken out of history, almost surgically removed, if you will. And so we're left with this, well, how did this happen? And why did this happen? And never, Howard, never with... what did that person believe? What motivated and animated that person to act in such a way that we might have considered heroic? And so if you take those things away from a guy like George Washington, for example, you have and just kind of make him a antiseptic clinical character, you don't have much, because I'm looking at a picture in my den right now of him kneeling by his horse, and maybe people say it's a fabrication, but the folks that knew him knew that he was a praying man and knew that that was really something that he probably did all the time. And I just think it's time for us to go back and remember just how blessed we are, and not just in things that have happened in our everyday life with things, but how did we get here? That's such an important thing. We've got to tell our kids, we've got to tell the next generation what the stuff and staff of life's all about.
Yeah, well, I can't agree with you more. That's terrific. Now, you guys up there at Heirloom have produced 7 audio adventures now. And Kim gave me a little clue here, your executive assistant there. It's like she wanted me to say, you know, what was a turning point in your life where you decided to do these? There was something about, she mentioned something about a moose and a rotator cuff and a bad experience with surgery. So what's that all about?
Well, I'm one of those people that really had something dramatic happen in my life that I wouldn't wish on anyone. I'll try to make that story short, too. Hiking in Glacier Park with my father and my son, on the way taking my son back out to school, we'd always drive by and below Glacier there, 90, and so we'd always go up and spend a day or two hiking up there. And one of the trails was closed this time that we went there, and because the bears were coming down to eat berries, and it's quite normal for them to close the trails. So I went on a different trail, Howard, and it was a lower trail, and it was by a lake, and I went down, long story short, went down to a lake to take a picture of a bull moose, and got off the trail by a quarter mile, went down through the brush, and took some great pictures. And then out of the corner of my eye, I saw a female, and she started walking towards me. Then she started to walk faster, then trot, then run. Mm-hmm. Being a farm boy, and I kind of know a little bit about livestock and stuff, so I, you know, wanted to get out of there pretty quick. And she chased me around for about an hour and 45 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
And almost killed me several times. And I'm trying to get around trees. And so that stuff about moose, the moose is a territorial animal. The male just continued to stand in the shallow water and eat muck. Well, she was. There's probably a calf around. Anyway, what happened was, after all this, I must have had all of the endorphins and adrenaline running so quickly, I didn't really notice much. But what had happened is, trying to get up a tree, I had torn a rotator cuff. And then a little bit later, when I got back home and I couldn't take the pain, I went in for surgery, and then the surgery was fine. But in post-surgery, I actually clinically, technically died. So I don't know what it is or what necessarily happened, but I had to be revived, and so flatlining, you know, and then this thing, I didn't see any tunnels or any of that kind of stuff. People always ask.
So we can't do a story on that. So show on that.
Yeah, right. Nobody met me partway down. Moses didn't meet me partway down and say, "Bill, it's not your time yet." And I don't have any recollections of things that happened during that event, but I guess what something like that does to you, and then you end up filling all this paperwork out when you flatline. You know, there's rules for what has to happen and procedures, and fortunately, I made it out of it, and God was good to me, and so I was able to at least get out of that situation and have the time to reflect on how short life is and just how important things are. And then I said, what can I do? I started thinking about that, and I've always loved history, and we've always loved good stories. You just heard one, you know, kind of a crazy story.
Wow.
And I thought, there's got to be a way that we can, you know, put something together and tell some stories about history, because my son Nick loved these G.A. Henty books, and he loved history. And so, you know, one thing led to another, and the next thing you know, we've got Under Drake's Flag, and a story about the great English sea captain who circumnavigated the earth. That was our first project, and we were just thrilled working in a studio and in London, and it was the first experience like that I've ever had. And I just got such a buzz. And then we released it and got a lot of people saying great things about it and asking for more, and I hadn't really anticipated that either. So we're just producing these because there's a class of people that really have an affinity for this kind of thing, and they like audio. Maybe it's something they listen to in the van, you know, on the way to soccer practice or for vacations or whatever. Maybe they listen to it in the house. A lot of different stories, but there's a lot of folks that just love to listen to things.
And I'd like to.
There's a lot of benefits to listening to things too, rather than just always watching.
Well, I'd like to add that, you know, I have all seven of them and listen to them. Our kids growing up listen to all kinds of different, you know, radio adventures and whatnot. And I have all seven of these. And these are not, like you said earlier, these are not an audio, this is not an audio book where someone's reading it to you. These are very well done productions. And you've lined up an incredible cast of people working on these. People like John Rhys Davies, who's been in The Lord of the Rings and Indiana Jones, Honeysuckle Weeks, Brian Blessed from Star Wars, Tarzan, Robin Hood. You've got a world-class composer doing the music. So these are remarkable productions. And in fact, you have also, these are award-winning productions. You've been nominated for Voice Arts Awards, which are similar to the Oscars. And you're going up against companies like Pixar and Disney. What's that feel like when you or one of your reps is there in a ceremony and you're running up against those big-time companies and actually winning some of the awards?
Well, it's humbling to begin with because we didn't really set out to try to win any awards. It's actually a byproduct. We wanted to do things well because we wanted to glorify God, and we didn't want to do something that we would be ashamed of or we didn't think was very professional and exciting.
Oh, no, that's all the time we have for today's program. If you'd like to hear more, be sure to tune in tomorrow on WGLY's Lamplighter program. I'm Howard Gunning. Thanks for making us a part of your day.